Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Yud Ches. We are holding on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis at the Mishnah. So today we're going to discuss Hallel and Hallel Hagadol. A lot about Hallel. The Mishnah is going to talk about. We're going to start with the Mishnah about the parts of the Seder that are done together with the third and the fourth cups of wine, and that's obviously going to be the context within which we discuss Hallel and Hallel Hagadol. Hallel Hagadol is what we refer to Tilim Perek Kuf Lamed Vav. Is Hallel Hagadol includes all the Kili Olam Chaz. Those we say it in Pesukah Zimran Shabbos. Then the Gemara goes on to teach several lessons about Hashem providing man with sustenance, and it's going to have different statements of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he derives from juxtaposition of two different Pesukim. We're going to have three reasons why we say regular Hallel instead of Hallel Hagadol on Yom Tov, because once we sing all the praises of how great Hallel Hagadol is, it's going to beg the question of why do we ever say normal Hallel? We should always say Hallel Hagadol. And we're going to discuss the salvation of certain Tzaddikim from a Kivshan Ha'esh. It happened a few times in history. The downfall of Sisera we're going to talk about, and we're going to dash in some plenty of Pesukim from Hallel, and that's going to teach us, it's going to lead to a discussion of how Mashiach will accept gifts from other nations when Mashiach ultimately comes. But we are holding Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Mazgalo Kol Shlishi Mevarech Al Mazono. We then pour the third cup of wine, and we use that for Birchas HaMazon. Revi'i, Gomer alav es ha-halel, va-omer alav birchas ha-shir. The fourth cup, we say the halel, and we say on it the birchas ha-shir. The Gemara will define what exactly birchas ha-shir is, but apparently it's juxtaposed with halel. Bein ha-kosas ha-lalu, im rotzel ishtos yishteh, bein shlishi l-rvi'i, lo yishteh. Between the other cups, if a person wants to drink, he can drink. Meaning between the second and third cups, if a person wants to drink, he can drink. Between the third and the fourth cup, one is not allowed to drink. There's a big discussion if you're allowed to drink after the fourth cup, whether it's a violation of Baltosif or some other problem. Major discussion in the Rishonim. Amalei Rav Chanan l'Rava, shema mina birchas ha-mazon tu nekos. Wait a second, we see from our Mishnah the fact that we are misaking a third kos dafka on birchas ha-mazon, that you need a kos for birchas ha-mazon. So you see explicitly, the Gemara had said it earlier in this parak also, that when we had the brisa from which we derived eight halachos, remember about the fellow that comes home on Matzoi Shabbos and he only has one kos to use for birchas ha-mazon and for Avdallah, so what should he do? So one of the eight things we derive from that brisa is that bracha to unakos. So our Gemara is suggesting, in addition to that brisa being a source, that birchas ha-mazon to unakos, our Mishnah should be a source of birchas ha-mazon to unakos. So Amrlei arba kasi takin rabbanon derecherus kol chad v'chad navin be mitzvah. He said, no, it's not that birchas ha-mazon always requires a kos, but Chazal were misakin four kosos, so they thought it to be most appropriate that each of the four kosos should have a separate mitzvah that it's connected with. So dafka, on the night of the Seder, we want to connect a mitzvah to each kos, so we connect birchas ha-mazon to a kos. But typically, birchas ha-mazon is eina to una kos. It's also a discussion in the Rishonim. Is this Gemara arguing on the Gemara earlier, when the Gemara said, Shema Mina, that birchas ha-mazon is to una kos, that we always do require a kos from that braisa? So that Gemara seemed unequivocal, that absolutely you require a kos for birchas ha-mazon. This Gemara thought we had a raya from our Mishnah and rejected it. So what's the Gemara doing? Is the Gemara saying we don't have a raya from our Mishnah, we only have a raya from that brisa, and therefore birchas ha-mazon is still to the coast, it's all academic, it's just a question of where we have a raya from? Or is our Gemara cholik? Our Gemara says no, that according to our Mishnah, birchas ha-mazon is not to una coast, we just connect birchas ha-mazon. The reason that it mentions a coast by birchas ha-mazon is dafka to show that only this birchas ha-mazon is to una coast, but typically birchas ha-mazon is ena to unakos. This is a machlokas in the Rishonim, and it makes its way down into Shulchan Aruch in terms of whether one should generally use a kos for birchas ha-mazon. Now, a couple of things over here. Rav Shechter points out that the major kasha, all of the Rishonim ask and several Achronim ask, why is it that there's no birchas ha-mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right? Why don't we say a bracha, Sherk Rishonim Mitzvot Yitzvanu, L'saper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim? So he points out that in general, one could ask even better, forget about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, why weren't Chazal Nesakin a birchas ha-mitzvah in the mitzvah of Kiddush? Before we make Kiddush on Shabbos, we should say, Sherk Rishonim Mitzvot Yitzvanu, L'skor Es Yom HaShabbos, right? We're making a mitzvah of Zachar Shomer Shabbos Akacho, or if you hold Havdalah's Dorais, or even if it's Rabbanon, why don't we make a bracha, Asher Kishon Sosuz Vanula Havdil Alayayin, between the bracha of of Bar Maresh and the bracha of Amavdil? We should say a Birch Mitzvah. Why isn't it that we, why don't we say a bracha on the mitzvah of Tefillah each and every morning? We should say a bracha, Asher Kishon Sosuz Vanula Spal, the Rabban Pasuk Mitzvah, Bechol Yom Vyom, to be Ovid Hashem through the form of Tefillah. We should say Asher Kishon Sosuz Vanula Tefillah. Birch Samazon. Why don't we say Asher Kishon Sosuz Vanula Varech Alamazon? And even when it comes to Birchas Hanan, and it's a mitzvah drabanan, we make brachas on mitzvahs drabanan. We say a bracha on Ner Chanukah. We say a bracha on Mikra Megillah. So before we make a Bar Priya Ace, we should say Asher Kishon Sosuz Vanula Varech Alamazon. There should be a birch mitzvah on that. So what do you see from all of this? That whenever you have a mitzvah that is mekuyam with a bracha, you don't say a birch mitzvah on that mitzvah. Kiddush itself is a bracha. Havdalah is a bracha. Tefillah is a series of brachos. Whenever we have anything, that any mitzvah that's mekuyim with a bracha itself, there's no bracha on a bracha. You're never going to make a bracha on a bracha. So he says, not only is that true when the guf ha-mitzvah is done with a nusach of a bracha, but even when it's done b'toch misgeret shel brachos, even if it's done within the context of brachos, the Chacham were also not misaking a birchsa mitzvah. So he says, that's why we don't make a birchsa mitzvah on Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because our Gemara, Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis, Dalit Kosos Takin Rabban and Derech Herus, the Gemara implies that the Chacham were misaking to Dafka Bi Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Al Seder Dalit Brachos, Al Seder, the Dalit Kosos, for Brachos Alakos. First we say Kiddush, that's Zechli, and we say Zechli Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Then we say Haggadah, and we make a bracha of Asher Ga'alanu, which the whole issue, the whole topic is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Birchas Hamazon also mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hallel, which is also Shaykh to Yitzias Mitzrayim, because B'chol Dover Dor Chayav Adam Liras Asatzmo Lefichah Chanu Chayav Lahodos LaHallel. Right, it all relates to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So since all four brachos alakos relate to Yitzias Mitzrayim, we see Chazal clearly set up the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim al Seder Dalid Brachos, and whenever a mitzvah is done in the context of Dalid Brachos, in the context of Brachos, so the halacha is going to be that there's not going to be a bracha on that mitzvah. He uses that to explain the sheet of the Balamar in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yudam Beis Bedapei Arif. The Balamar has a perplexing comment. He says that nowadays we're tokea kishen yoshvin, we blow shofar before Shmona Esrei, and therefore mevarchan alein birchas atkia. He says lo haya kein bimei rabbeinu chachmei Talmud. They didn't have this in the days of the Gemara. Elaminakushin higu doras achrona mishum cholin mishum anusim dekad mivnafkim beis haknesses. It's a minhag that we added the tkios to miyushav because of people who have to leave early because they're ill or for whatever reason they can't stay in shul too long. So we make these tkios to miyushav. Vin higu levarich aleim birchas hatikia b'matbeah katzer. And when we came up with that minhag, we also came up with the minhag of saying a birchas hamitzvah on shofar. So the Baal Amar seems to say that prior to the minhag of Tkiyos to Miyushav, when all the Tkiyos were just done in the context of Shmona Esrei, there was no Birchsa Mitzvah on Tkiyos Shofar. So all the Achronim jump all over the Baal Amar. What's he talking about? Why would you say that there's no Birchsa Mitzvah on Tkiyos Shofar? It's a regular mitzvah with a Maisa and everything. Why wouldn't there be a Birchsa Mitzvah? But according to this Yisod, it works out very beautifully, because it's only when they were misaking Tkiyos to Miyushav to take the Tkiyos outside of the context of brachos of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros, that's when they were misakin the Birchsa Mitzvah. Once we're being Mekayim the Mitzvah outside of the context of brachos, we put a Birchsa Mitzvah on it. While we were Mekayim inside the context of Birchsa Mitzvahs, we do not have Birchsa Mitzvah. He uses that to explain the Gemara in Sota Daflamites as well, where the Talmid, the Master, Blazer ben Shemua, Bameh Harachta Yamim, how were you Zocha Tarichus Yamim? So he said a number of things. Lo Asisi Kapandari Lebeis HaKnesses, I never use a Shul as a shortcut. Lo Nasasi Kapai Below Brachos, I never did Nesias Kapayim below Bracha. Shkayach, you would assume nobody ever did Nesias Kapayim below Bracha. What's the kunst on Nesasi Kapayim below Bracha? Elamai, what do you see? That it must be a Midas Chasidus to say a Bracha on Nesias Kapayim, but it's not Meikar Adin. There must not be a requirement Meikar Adin to say Birch Samitzvah Nesias Kapayim. Why is there no requirement Meikar Adin? Because how are we Mekayim the Mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim? Always within the context of Shmon Esrei. Any Bracha that you Mekayim within the context of brachos, you're not going to make a birchas mitzvah on. He uses that to explain as well. Last example I'll give. He uses that to explain the Rabbeinu Yonah in brachos tafal from Meralf midape arif. The Rabbeinu Yonah quotes from Rav Amram Gon that someone who says kriyas shema shel arvis bebeis haknesses with the brachos before the zman has to, meaning yedavin mariv early, so you say kriyas shema during mariv, so but it's too early, so you can have to say it again later. So tzarich lachzor v'lekros achach bebeis achar tzeis hakuchavim. You have to say it again later after tzeis hakuchavim when you go back home, and when you kori also bebeiso, you say a bracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu likro kriyas shema. Says Rabbeinu Yonah in the name of Rav Amram Gon. Says Rabbeinu Yonah v'amar mori arav shein zeh nachon shebracha zu lo matzinu oso b'shum makom me'ech itesi. There's a bracha on kriyas shema like that asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. So what is the sheet of Rav Amram Gon? Why should it be that if you mekayim the mitzvah of kriyas shema bizmana, where you're not going to have to repeat it later, yedavin mariv after tzeis hakuchavim, then kol yom lo pligi, there's no birchas mitzvah. But because you daven too early, so you're going to have to say kriyas shema separate from mariv, now all of the sudden there's a birchas mitzvah on kriyas shema. Where did that birchas mitzvah come from? Elamai, what you see from Rav Amram Gon is when you're davening mariv, you're saying kriyas shema within the context of birchas kriyas shema. Birchas kriyas shema are not a birchas mitzvah per se, but they do put kriyas shema within the certain context of kriyas shema im birchoseha. The mitzvah is mekuyam together with the brachos. It becomes part of the mitzvah of kriyas shema. And any bracha, any mitzvah that you do within the context of brachos does not get a birchas mitzvah. But when you're going to say it again separately later on, so then you're going to be saying kriyas shema outside of the context of brachos. So that's what Rav Amram Gon says. Ah, so you say a bracha asher kishon mitzvos v'tzivanu on kriyas shema. That's what Rav Shapta points out from Rav Salvechik, I think, that where do we ever see that there is such a concept of kriyas shema im birchoseha as its own kiyum, that it doesn't just happen to be brachos that you happen to say next to kriyas shema, but it's its own kiyum of kriyas shema im birchoseha. So it really emerges from the psakim of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mila in Parag Gimel Halacha Vav says that if you have to do a mila on an androgynous, you don't make a bracha on the mila because he's not a zachar vaday. So what does he say? You do the mitzvah because savik darais l'chumra. The bracha savik bracha lahakel. So you're not going to make the bracha on the mila and the androgynous. Yet in Hilchos kriyas shema Parag Beis Halachid Gimel, the Rambam paskins safik kara kriyas shema safek lo kara chozer v'kore umivarech lefanel lachreha. You're not sure if you said kriyas shema or not, say it again with the brachos. What do you mean with the brachos? I thought the Rambam paskin by Mila that we do the mitzvah because of the rice of the chumra, but not the bracha. The brachos of the brachos lahakel. Elamai, where do you see that kriyas shema is different? Kriyas shema, the ofen kiyum mitzvah. It's not just a bracha on the mitzvah. The birchos kriyas shema become part of a chelek of the actual kiyum mitzvah of kriyas shema. So that's the concept of kriyas shema im birchoseha. But if you're ever going to have to say kriyas shema below birchoseha, that's where Rav Amram Gon says you say a bracha a birchos mitzvah. Okay, says the Gemara further now. So we have, there's also, by the way, a discussion where Moshe has, if it's Arba, Kasi, Tekin, Rabban, and Derech Heros, and each one we try to associate with a mitzvah, what do you do when there's a Sheva Brachos at your Seder? Sometimes it happens, people like Chasen and Kala, people who are gluttons for punishment, like to make a Chasen within a week before Pesach, so often they'll go away to a hotel afterwards, and when you're at a hotel, there's a minyan, and there's plenty of Panim Chadashos, so you're going to have a Chiv to say Sheva Brachos at the Seder. So what do you do with the Kol Shel Sheva Brachos? Meaning we normally have two Kolses by the Birchos Hamazon and Sheva Brachos. So Rav Moshe has a discussion about this in Igros Moshe, Ebn Ezra, Chelek Aleph, Simon Tzadi Hei, and he points out that the Ramah, he has difficulty understanding the Ramah, but he points out that the Ramah in Or Chaim, Simon Tafai and Gimel, says that Yivarich Birchos Hamazon al Kos Shelo, v'Sheva Brachos al Kos Shel Chasan, that the person who's leading Birchos Hamazon should say Birchos Hamazon on his kos, and the Sheva Brachos will be on one of the other kosos. And that's not a problem of attaching too many mitzvos on a single kos, even though normally we separate the kos shel Birchos Hamazon and the kos shel Nisuin. So the fact that the Chassid has his own kos for Birchos Hamazon, you could say the Sheva Brachos on that kos. And Rav Moshe says, I don't understand why. We always separate the kos. Everyone at the Seder has a kos shel Birchos Hamazon. So how could that also serve as the kos shel Nisuin? So Rav Moshe quotes from Rav David, from his son, that from Rav David Feinstein, that no, that maybe it's different on the night of the Seder, because really Me'ikra Adin, Midine Birchas HaMazon, it would have been good enough to have one person have the Birchas HaMazon al kos. Elamai, because we want to attach some sort of Dvar Mitzvah on the Lel Seder to each of the Dalet Kosos, so we have everybody use a kos shel Birchas HaMazon. That's what our Gemara says. So Chassan could decide that instead of using his kos for the kos of Birchas HaMazon, his kos is going to be his Shavu Brachos kos. I mean, there's no requirement to make it a kos shel Birchas HaMazon. Only the one leading the benching ever has a kos shel Birchas HaMazon. The only reason we call it a kos shel Birchas HaMazon is to make some mitzvah connect to it. So we connect Birchas HaMazon. But the Chassan has the right to say that he wants a Shavu Brachos kos to connect to it. So, okay, that's the Psak of the Ramah. Ramah says we follow the Psak of the Ramah. Says the Gemara further. Now, Revi, Gomer Lov Asal, Vomer Lov Birch Sashir. The fourth kos were Gomer Halal, and we say Birch Sashir. So now we're up to today's daf. My Birch Sashir, what is Birch Sashir? Rabbi Damri Alucha Hashem Elkeinu. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nishmas Kol Chai. The different possibilities of what bracha we're referring to. Nishmas Kol Chai. Why would that be called Birch Sashir? Tosas writes, Kori Nishmas Kol Chai Birch Sashir, Lefisha Bishabasos Omer Moso, Achar Psuke de Zimra. On Shabbos, we say it after Psuke de Zimra. Psuke de Zimra, Zimra, Zemer, Shira. So we call it Birchas Hashir. It's a shir that we sing on Shabbos. There is a machlokas haposkim. If a person comes late to shul on Shabbos, if you can imagine such a thing, a person comes late to shul on Shabbos and misses much of Pesukei Dezimra, so what does he do? Does he skip the rest of Pesukei Dezimra in favor of Nishmas, or is Nishmas like the last on the list because it's the last thing added in? So the Chayyadim writes that on Shabbos you're not allowed to start Birchas Yishtabach outside of the context of Nishmas. And he says that he heard this from the Gra, that Nishmas is called Birchas Hashir, and therefore someone who comes late to Shul and doesn't have time to say all of Pesukei Dezimra, he should skip over pretty much everything and say Baruch Shomer, Ashrei, Nishmas and Yishtabach. Mishnah Berurah and Simin Nun Bei Sivkat and Hei, Simin Nun Gimel Sivkat and Dal, and Bir Alach and Reish Ayin Aleph, quotes this in Paskins like it, that you skip everything, but don't skip Nishmas. In Shari Tshuva, he quotes from the Shalmei Chagiga, the Paskins the opposite, that if you come late to Shul, he says you should skip Nishmas, and don't skip Psukei Dezimra. What this might relate to is how to understand what Nishmas is really connected to. The Chayyadim assumes that Nishmas is connected to the Brach of Yishtabach. The Gra and the Chayyadim are Lashitasim, that they explain that Rabbi Yochanan Narasugi says on the Lel Pesach, Kos Revi, Birchas Hashir, is Nishmas Kol Chai. And therefore, the Gra and the Chayyadim say on the night of the Seder, right after we say Nishmas, you say Yishtabach and you're Chosim with Birchas Yishtabach, because Nishmas and Yishtabach are connected to each other. The many other poskim assume that we do not say Yishtabach at that point, and with the Chasimas HaBracha right after Nishmas. Apparently, Nishmas is not a chelik of Yishtabach, it's an extra shir that we add on, maybe to Pesukei Dezimra, but not a chelik of Yishtabach. If you hold it's a chelik of Yishtabach, then it takes precedence. Then you're going to have to, it's going to take precedence over the rest of Pesukei Dezimra. If not, it's just a Shabbos add on to Pesukei Dezimra, so then it's not going to take precedence. So it may relate to that issue. Tanur Rabbanan, Revi Gomer Lovis Halal. The fourth coast were Gomer Halal, Gomer Halal Gadol, Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. We say Halal Gadol according to Rabbi Tarfon. V'yesham Rashem Roi Lo Echser. Some say we say Hashem Roi Lo Echser. Mehech Halal Gadol. Where does Halal Gadol start? Rabbi Yudomer Mehodu Ad Naros Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan Mishir Amalos Ad Naros Bavel. Rav Achbar Yaakov Amar Mechi Yaakov Bachaloka Ad Naros Bavel. Different potential starting points of Halal Gadol. Is it in Tilm Kuflamid Vav, Tehillim Kuflamid Dalit, or Tilm Kuflamid Hey? Where do we start Halal Gadol? V'lam Nikra Shmo Halal Gadol. Why is it called Halal Gadol? Meaning this paragraph Kuflam Vav of Kili Olam Chazdo. Am Rabbi Yochanan Meisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Bruma Shel Olam U'mechalik Mizonos L'chol Bria. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu sits on high and divides up sustenance for all of his creations. So in Halal Gadol says Nosin Lechem L'chol Basar. So that is a Dover Gadol. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nosin Lechem L'chol Basar. He provides sustenance for everything, and that's a davar gadol. That's why it's called halala gadol. That's what Rashbam explains. Amar Rav Shur ben Levi, hani esrim v'shisha hodu keneged mi. Why are there 26 hodus in halala gadol? Keneged chafav davar shabaruch rishbaruch ba'olamo v'lanos lem Torah v'zonos l'mechazdo. Because for 26 generations, Hashem was running the world without the Torah, without having given the Torah, so nobody was really able to earn their keep. It was all chesed of Hashem. Amar Rav Chista, ma'idichsiv hodu Hashem kitov. Hodul Hashem shegovu chavaso shaladam bitovaso. We're hodul Hashem that he collects the chavos of people for his good, for his own good. Meaning, instead of Hashem killing everybody that does something wrong, so he'll take Ashir Bishoro, Ani Biseyo. Hashem will make sure that the Ashir will lose a little bit of money. He'll lose his Shar, that's Ani Biseyo, the Ani will lose his Se, Yasum Bebetsaso, the Yasum will lose some food, Almana Batarna Galasa, the Almana who, again, different people on the socioeconomic ladder, right? So in each rung, whatever's appropriate for them. So the Almana will lose her Tarnagolas, so different people will lose different things, but that's really the chesed of Hashem. We often think of it as a punishment of Hashem. It's really the chesed, because the alternative would be to lose a lot more. The Rush writes in the name of the Tshuvas HaGaonim that the Rush in Maseches Yuma, the 8th Parak of Yuma, says, why is there this strange minhag that we shecht the tarnagal on our Erev Yom HaKippurim? He says, Einon Yodim Inyan Zel Lama. What's this all about? Is it a tmura? So then why dafka a tarnagal, not a behema or a chaya? So he says, it's a kasha, but he says there are two reasons. One, he says, well, tarnagol is the most commonly found thing around the house, so that's why we choose a tarnagol as opposed to other behema chayvav. And he says, besides, who says it's always a tarnagol? He says, in our locations, people who are ashirim shecht an ayil, and people who have less money shecht a tarnagol. He says, plus, I heard from Chacham Makadmonim that we choose a tarnagol because it's called a gever. We call it kros hagever, right? And gavra, so it relates to man, so the tmura of a man is going to be a tarnagol. But they bring from our Gemara, the Achronim bring from our Gemara, the idea that's what we do on Erev Yom Kippur. The idea of the kaparos is that the almana b'tarnagolasa, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish us, we tell him, here, take the tarnagol instead. So although a lot of Rishonim do not like the Inyan of Kaparos, they think it's a very troubling minog, and they think maybe it's Darkei Emori. The Rashba is very much against the minog of Kaparos, but it comes from the times of the Gaonim, and maybe that's the Inyan, that we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take something else instead of us, take something we paid for, some of our money, but dafka in the form of a tarnagol, the minog developed. Later, Achronim didn't like the minog for a totally different reason. They just thought the Shochtim were too busy, that they were making nevelas all over the place. They weren't shechting properly. So by having everyone bring a tarnagol and making shochtim so busy, so without proper methods to make sure that the shechita happens in an efficient manner, and the shochtim feel pressured and they're crowded. You know, if you're in a shachtais, a shochit can shecht 1,000 chickens in an hour. But in the middle of a street corner, it's a lot more difficult to do that. So okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kashem is anosu shalom keflayim. That providing sustenance is even more difficult than childbirth. It's just a malach. So you see that mizonos of shalom, providing sustenance for people, is even more difficult than gula. When Hashem said that things are going to grow from the ground, and that's what we're going to eat. Adam started to cry. I and my chamor should eat from the same trough, meaning I'm going to eat like an animal. So once Hashem said to him, no, you're going to work, and when you work, you're then going to be able to produce a finer type of food. So that calmed Adam Arishim down. So he says we're fortunate that we're still suffering that curse, that we still work so hard for our food. So now we have four statements of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amar Rav Shizmi Mishmei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Kashm is the nosav shaladim kriyas yamsuf. Tichsiv nosin lechem lechal basar v'samach le'ligzor yamsuf l'gzarim. So we see that providing sustenance is as kasha as kriyas yamsuf. So a friend of mine, Rabbi Yechiel Weberman, called me last night and he said, "What does it mean that it's kasha? Something's kasha for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Where else do we say that something's kasha for Hakadosh Baruch Hu? At the beginning of Maseches Sota, we say that that making a shidduch for Hakadosh Baruch Hu is kasha kriyas yamsuf. So does it mean something is kasha?" So he says, "What does Ribbono Shalom want from us?" I don't know who he was quoting, but he said, "What does Ribbono Shalom want from us? Ribbono Shalom wants a relationship. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in the Savet, it's in the Inyan Adiyama, the Parshas of Shavua. All the Avos were Akarim. Why? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in the Savet, B'tfilasan, Shal Tzadikim. What do people daven for? They daven for Parnasa, and they daven for a Shidduch. And what happens as soon as they get their Parnasa, and as soon as they get their Shidduch? They stop davening. So what's most kasha for Hakadosh Baruch Hu is actually providing these things because he knows what it means. He knows that they're going to stop davening. He gives the mashal. You have a guy standing on the top of a roof, and he wants to get people's attention. So he starts throwing down money, starts throwing down nickels and quarters, and everyone's picking up the nickels, picking up the quarters, but no one's looking up to the roof to see who's throwing it. They're just taking it. And he's throwing down dollar bills, and everyone picks up. And he sees no one's paying any attention. So he starts throwing rocks. And then they look up. Who the heck is throwing rocks at us? Right? So that's, unfortunately, that's the way sometimes we relate to the Ribbono Shel. As long as he's throwing down the brachas, we're just picking it up. And but as soon as he throws down rocks, then all of a sudden we look up. So that's Kasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kriyas Yamsuf. Second statement of Blazer Ben Azariah. That a person taking care of his bodily needs is as difficult as Yom Misa, and like Kriyas Yamsuf Shnemar, Maratzoli Paseach, Uksiv Basrei, Roga Yam Vyamugalav. Vam Rav Sheshes Mishum Rav Lozman Azariah. Third statement of Rav Lozman Azariah. Kala Mevazes HaMoados, Kilu Ovi Rav Adazara. Anyone who's Mevazes Moados, is Mevazes the Yom Tovim, or the Rashbam says over here, Dafka Cholamoed, someone who's Mevazes Cholamoed, it's as if he's over Avodah Zarah. Shnemar Elohim Asecha Lo Sasa Lecha. Don't make Avodah Zarah. Uksiv Basrei as Chag HaMatzos Tishmar. That you should observe the Chag HaMatzos. You should observe the Moados. Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos says the Raya that the Rashbam is correct, that this is talking about Chol HaMoed and not Yom Tov, is the Lashon Mevazeh. If it was about Yom Tov, it would say HaMechalel as HaMoados. It doesn't say, it says HaMevazeh as HaMoados. So must not be that we're talking about Yom Tov itself, because then Yom Tov has the din of Shabbos. So it would be mechalel. Chol HaMoed, someone who does a melechas iser, is mevaza the moed, but it doesn't have such kedusha that you would call it chilul. It has a lesser form of kedusha, so we call it a bizoy rather than a chilul. There is a discussion, the Tosos in Maseches Chagigos Medayek, from this Rashbam over here, that our Rashbam must hold that melechas chol HaMoed is asur midaraisa, because we're learning mevaza es hamodos, that is kilu ovid avodah zara, from psukim. Oh, if it's psukim, so then it must be that it's a din d'oraisa. And many Rishonim hold that way. And the Bir Halacha and Sim Tavkof Lamin quotes, when he quotes all the opinions, he quotes a whole group of Rishonim that hold Melechus Chol HaMoed is d'oraisa. The Rambam in the 7th parak of Hilchos Yom Tov, and the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Riva, and Tosfos and Chagiga, and many other Rishonim quoted by the Bir Halacha hold that Melechus Chol HaMoed is a din d'rabbanan. And then many Rishonim hold some sort of pshara, that on some level it's din d'oraisa, on some level it's din d'rabbanan. It's up to the Rabbanan to pick which Melechus are, that's what the Gemara seems to say, that the Torah asks it, the Rabbanan to pick which malachas are included in the yisur. Okay, weiter. Fourth statement. V'am Rav Sheshes Mishur Mablozer Ben Azariah. Kol Masaper Lashon Hara, V'kol Makavel Lashon Hara, V'kol Meirei D'Sheker B'Chavero, Roy Lashlichu L'Klavim. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara, accepts Lashon Hara, or says Eidus Sheker about somebody else, deserves to be thrown to the dogs. Shnemar L'Kelav Tashlich Noso. It says throw to the dogs. It's not referring to a person in the pasuk, but the pasuk goes on to say, meaning it's talking about Basar B'Sod the Treifa, right? L'Kelav Tashlich Noso. But the puzzle goes on to say, "Uksiv basrei lo sis hashem ashav v'kari be lo sase lo sasi." So we see from there that it refers also to people who are speak lashon hara and who testify falsely. V'chimiachar dika halal gadol. So now going back to the discussion of halal. So v'chimiachar dika halal gadol. And then my time amrin and high. Once there is this gevaldika thing called halal gadol, we say this great thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu is yoshe beruma shalolam and providing sustenance. So why do we say another halal? We should just say Halal Gadol. Why do we say on Yontif the regular Hallel. Mishum sheyesh bo hei dvarim halal, because there are five themes in the regular Hallel that we want to make sure we hit: Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Tchias Hamesim, Bechavlo Shal Mashiach. Yitzias Mitzrayim tchsev betseis Yisrael miMitzrayim. It's explicit. Ukriyas Yamsuf tchsev hayam ra'a vayanos. Also explicit. Matan Torah tchsev haharim rakdu cheelim. That's a reference to Matan Torah. Tchias Hamesim tchsev eshalich lufnei Hashem, and Chavlo Shal Mashiach tchsev lolanu Hashem lolanu. V'am Rabbi Yochanan. Once we're talking about lolanu Hashem lolanu, so it says Rabbi Yochanan, lolanu Hashem lolanu zu shibud malchios. That's a reference to shibud malchios. Ikeda our subservience to other nations. Ikeda Amri Am Rabbi Yochanan, lolanu Hashem lolanu zu milchemes gogu magog. It's a reference to gogu magog. Menachem Yitzchak Amrei sheyesh bo milut nefashos shel tzaddikim megehenim. Shenemar on Hashem molta nafshi. He says another reason why we say our Hallel is because it relates to tzaddikim being saved from gehenim. On Hashem molta nafshi. Chizki Amri Amrei sheyesh No, a seventh theme we find in Hallel that we want to highlight is that we find that it discusses tzaddikim being thrown into a kifshana ish and coming out alive. So we want to talk about that miracle. Where do we see that? Yiridasan tchsiv lolanu Hashem lolanu. Amar Chananya. That was said by Chananya when Hanani, Mishael, Vazari were thrown into the kifshana ish. Ki l'shim chateim kavod, Amar Mishael. That was said by Mishael. V'alchas chaval amitecha, Amar Azaria. Lama yomar agayim, Amru kulan. Lama yomar agayim was said by all of them. And also they're coming out of the Kif Shana Esh is referred to in Hallel. Dichsiv Hallel Es Hashem Kol Goyim. Amar Chananya. Chananya said Hallel Es Hashem Kol Goyim upon emerging from the Kif Shana Esh. Shivchu Kol Umim. Amar Mishael. That was said by Mishael. Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasdo. Amar Azaria. Ve'emes Hashem Liolam Haluka. Amru Kulan. They all said that in unison. V'yesh Amru Ve'emes Hashem Liolam. Gavriel Amro. B'shal Shipul Nimra Rosh Es Avram Avinu. L'toch Kif Shana Esh. And some say Ve'emes Hashem Liolam was said by Gavriel when wasn't said by Chanan Mishael Vazari. It was said by Gavriel when Nimrod threw Avram into the Kivshana Eish. I guess this counts as a Davyomi coincidence after just reading Lech Lecha. I mean, the Kivshana Eish doesn't appear in Chumash, so close enough. Amar Gavriel v'nei Kodesh Baruch. So Gavriel says to Kodesh Baruch, Ribono Shel Olam, Erid Va'atzan Va'atzilos HaTzadik MiKivshana Eish. Let me go down and cool off the Kivshan so I could save the Tzadik Avram Avinu from the Kivshana Eish. Amar Kodesh Baruch. So Kodesh Baruch says to Gavriel, Ani Yachid Ba'olami V'hu Yachid Ba'olamo. Nal Yachid La'atzilos HaYachid. Hashem says, I am the Yachid in my world. Avram Avinu is the Yachid in his world because he's the only one that recognized monotheism. So let the Yachid go and rescue the Yachid. But because Gavriel was so eager to do this, and Hashem doesn't like to hold back the schar of anybody, Amar Tizka V'tatzil Shoshim Bnei Banav. So Hashem said, okay, you're going to get to save three of his Enoklech. Dark Rav Shimon Ashiloni, B'shal Shibul Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, Hanani Mishal V'Azariah L'toch Kivshanesh, and therefore later on in history when Nebuchadnezzar throws Hanani Mishal and Azariah into a Kivshanesh, Amad Yerukamo Sar HaBarad L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sar of Hail gets up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amad L'fnei Ribono Shel Olam, you need something cold to cool off the Kivshanesh, I'm the Sar of Hail, let me go, I could help out. Ribono Shel Olam, Erid V'Atzainin Es HaKivshan, let me go cool off the Kivshan, V'Atzil Tzadikim Alolim Kivshan Eish, and I'll save these Tzadikim from the Kivshan Eish. Amar L'Gavriel, Ein Gvurasa Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu B'kach. Gavriel says, that's not how Hashem is going to express His true Gevura. Sh'ata Sar Barad V'al Kol Yodin Shamayim Mechabin Es Eish. You're Barad. Of course water could put out fire. There's no kunz in that. Ela Ani Sar Shel Eish. Gavriel says, I'm the Sar of Eish. Erid V'akarer Mi Bifnim V'akadiyach Mi Bachutz. Let me go down and cool down the Kivshan Eish from the inside, even at the very moment that I'm heating it up from the outside. There's a nes betoch nes, and that's going to be a doubly miraculous. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu reads. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, Gavriel, you can go. Ba'os HaShah Pasach Gavriel Va'amar Ve'emes Hashem Li'olam. So it was Gavriel who said at that point in time, Ve'emes Hashem Li'olam. So Gavriel wanted to save Avram Avinu. Why didn't Hashem allow him to save Avram Avinu? Because Hashem wanted to save Avram Avinu by himself. But he told him, don't worry, you're going to get to save Hanani Mishael Azariah. In the Chidushei Marsha Ala Torah, Parshas Vayera in the Rashi, Dibra Maskul Rafael, this week's Parsha. So he quotes from the Kitzur Mizrahi that a Malach of Din is not able to do a Shlichus of Rachamim, and a Malach of Rachamim is not able to do a Shlichus of Din. So he says, but what do you do about our Sugya? We see that a Malach of Din, the Malach of Fire, was sent to do a Shlichus of Hatzalah and of Rachamim. Gavriel was Lechora, a Malach of Din, and here he is doing Rachamim by saving Hanan Mishal Vazariah. And the only reason he couldn't save Avraham is because Hashem wanted to do it himself. So the Marsha, and the Chiddush Marsha La Torah, the Marsha says that it could be that Malach is never sent for something that's hepech midaso. That's the opposite of what he normally is. Meaning he's only osik. That's only when he's doing something the opposite of what he stands for. Aval kasheyachad osik gam bedavar shuhu midaso nishlach gam lechelik sheinu kemidaso. But if at the same time he's also sent for something that is his mida, he can then do something that's opposite his mida. So if together with the Hatzala, he's also being manish and he's burning the goyim that burnt him, that sent him, that threw him into the Kivshana Esh, so then he's able to be matzil as well. So he says that's why that's the same with Avram Avinu. He would have gone down to save Avram Avinu and to burn all the people that were executing Avram, that were trying to execute Avram Avinu. So it's only in that context. The Ben Yoyada says different. He says, B'derech Klal, Malach Shel Din is not sent for a Shlichu Shel Rachamim, but the Malach Gavriel is a Yotzei Min HaKlal. Because when Gavriel went down into the world, it was Niglum B'Yisoda Eishu B'Yisoda Mayim, L'chein Kirmi B'Fnim Mitzad Chelek HaMayim Shabo V'Gdiach Mi B'Chutz Mitzad HaEishabo. He has this dual character, the Malach Gavriel. But again, in Yonad Yom, this week's parasha, that's why I'm mentioning this. So it says, Rabbi Nassim Omer, V'Emes Hashem Li'Olam, Dagim Shabiyam Amru. V'Emes Hashem Li'Olam was said by the Dagim Shabiyam, it was said by the fish on the Yamsuf. Kid Rafuna, Dam Rafuna, Yisrael Shabbos Adar Miktani Amuna Hayu. The Klal Yisrael and the door of the Kriyas Yamsuf were Miktani Amuna. They didn't have so much Amuna. Kedar Shabbos Bar Mari, Ma'idich Siv Vayimru Al Yam Bi Yamsuf. Melamit Shehimru Yisrael Bosa Shavva Amru. That Klal Yisrael doubted what was really going on, even after they came through the Yam alive, and they said Kshem Shonu Olam Mitzad Echad, Kach Mitzrim Olam Mitzad Acher. They assumed that just like we're coming out on this side of the Yam alive, the Mitzrim must be coming out on the other side alive. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Sar Shel Yam, spit out the Mitzrim onto the dry land. Let Klal Yisrael see what I did to the Mitzrim. So the Yam says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't do that. You gave us this as a gift. You gave us all these Mitzrim. Now you've taken it away from us. Now we have to spit out all the Mitzrim. Hashem says, I'll pay you back 1.5 times as much. Meaning there will be another nation that will drown in the sea and it will be much larger than this nation, so don't worry. So the Yam says, sounds like a good deal, but how am I ever going to get paid? Because if you neglect to pay me, I'm not going to go to you and ask you, you owe me one. You can't go to Hashem and say, you owe me one. So what am I going to do? So Nachal Kishon Yeheli Arev. He says, you'll have an Arev. Nachal Kishon will be the Arev. You ever want to get paid, go to Nachal Kishon. Nachal Kishon will talk to me, and we'll take care of it. So Miyad Palatos on the Avasha. So the Yam immediately spits out the Mitzrim onto the dry land. And then Klal Yisrael sees that, and that's when they're able to celebrate. Where does Hashem ever pay back the Yam 1.5 times the amount? So you see that it's 1.5 times the amount. It's from 600 to 900. When Sisra came, he attacked with iron weapons. And Hashem took out the stars from their normal paths. So the stars came down to do war with Sisra. So when the Kochavim came down, they heated up all of these iron weapons that Sisra and his army had. So everyone went down to cool themselves off in Nachal Kishon because they were burning up from the stars. So Hashem says to Nachal Kishon, okay, you're about to get paid back from Kriyas Yamsev. Remember, I said I'm pay back 1.5 times. Miad gar from Nachal Kishon v'shlichon liyam. So Nachal Kishon spit them out, threw them around, and spit them into the yam. Shnemer Nachal Kishon gar from Nachal Kedumim. My Nachal Kedumim. Why is it called Nachal Kedumim? As in Kodem, something that's before Nachal Shenasa Arev Mikedem. This was the Nachal that was the Arev. It was the cosigner Mikedem back in the days from the day Bosa, back from the day of Kriyas Yamsev. Bosa Shav Pasku Dagim Shel Yam va'amru ve'mes Hashem liyolam. And it was the Dagim Shel Yam who witnessed the whole thing that said ve'emes Hashem liyolam. You see, Hashem always pays back. Ultimately, we don't always see it right away. It doesn't always happen right away. But ultimately, Hashem is good for His word. Amr Rav Shimon Lakish, my duchsiv moshivi akeres habayis. What do we learn from the pasuk moshivi akeres habayis? Amr Knesset Shalom Nekrosh Baruch Ribono Shalom Samuni Banecha Kichul Dezu Hadara Biyikari Batin. Knesset Shalom says to the Ribono Shalom, your children have made me like a weasel that goes that crawls underneath the houses. What do you mean? Knesset Shalom is the Banecha. So what does it mean? Knesset Shalom says to the Ribono Shalom, your children have made me. So Rashbam points out Knesset Shalom over here doesn't refer to all of Knesset Shalom. It refers to the Zakenim and the Chashuvim Shebehen. That the Zakenim, the people who are deserving of most respect, complain to the Ribono Shalom, that Samuni Banecha, the rest of Klal Yisrael, treats us like weasels that crawl under houses, like we're the lowest of the low. Darish Rav, Maiduch Siv, Ahavti Kiyish Mashem. What does the pasuk mean when it says Ahavti Kiyish Mashem? Amr Knesset Shalom, Ribono Shalom, Emes Ani Ahuva Lefnecha, when am I beloved to you? Bizman Shetishma Kol Tachnunai, when you listen to the voice of my tefillos. Talosi Vili Yoshia, what does that pasuk teach us? Amr Knesset Shalom, Fnecha Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Afal Pi Shadola Ani B'mitzvos, Lecha Ani V'li Na'ala Hoshia. That even though I'm poor in mitzvos, I don't have nearly as many mitzvos as I should have, but I'm dedicated to you, and it's worthwhile saving me. Amar Rav Kana, Kishachal Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi got sick, Shalach Lo Rabbi, Amar Lanu Shnayim U'Shlosh Dvarim Shamarta Lanu Mishum Avicha. So he said, you have so many traditions from your father Rabbi Yossi, maybe you could tell us over 2 or 3 things that you heard from your father. So Shalach Lo, Kach Amar Abba. So he said, okay, here's one. Here's something my father said. Maiduch Siv, Hallo Hashem Kol Goyim. What is the pasuk referring to when it says that all the Goyim are going to praise Hashem? Umos Olam, Mayavidatai. What are the Umos Olam doing there? So Hachi Kamar, Hallo Hashem Kol Goyim, Agvuros Vinaflaos Da Avid Ba'adayu. That the Umos Olam are going to praise Hashem for the Gvuros Vinaflaos that they're going to see in the world that He does with Klal Yisrael. So for sure, us, the Gavur Aleinu Chazdo, where the Chesed, the real Gavura and Chesed was done with us. Va'od, and furthermore, Asid Mitzrayim Shetavi Doron LeMashiach. When Mashiach comes, Mitzrayim is going to want to bring a gift for Mashiach. So Mashiach is going to think, I better not accept it from Mitzrayim. These are bad guys. I don't want to accept a gift from them. Give him a zechus of having provided a gift for Mashiach. You should accept the gift because the Mitzrayim hosted Klal Yisrael for centuries, so they're deserving of that zechus of giving a gift. Now they weren't the most gracious hosts; they weren't such wonderful hosts. So this leads to a discussion in the poskim: is it considered achnas zarchim if a person gets paid for his achnas zarchim? If someone pays you to stay at your house and you provide them with whatever they need, but they're paying you, is that considered a mitzvah achnas zarchim? And Avram in Reisha Aleph discusses by Birchas HaMazon. There's a bracha that for some reason many benches don't have, but you're supposed to say in Birchas HaMazon when you're a guest at someone's house, Tibi Mevarech the Balabayas, when he's doing Hachnas HaZarchin. But if you're paying for your food, do you say the bracha to be Mevarech the Balabayas? So the Magen Avram says that you do not have to be Mevarech the Balabayas, that it's not a mitzvah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Maruk Tzia disagrees, and this Gemara is one of the sources. What do you mean? Mitzrayim was getting paid also. They were getting paid handsomely for their Hachnas HaZarchin. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they deserve some sort of zechus. Miyad Yasayu Chashmanoim Mani Mitzrayim Nasa Kush Kal V'chom V'yatzma. So Kush sees that Mashiach accepts a gift from Mitzrayim, and Kush says, wait a second, if Mitzrayim can give a gift, then I certainly can. I never made the Jewish people my slaves, so I should for sure be able to give a gift. So Hashem says to Mashiach, take the gift. So the evil Roman Empire decides to say a Kal V'chomer. Mashiach is willing to accept the gifts from these other nations which aren't their brother. We're their brother. We're brothers of Klal Yisrael. Amalak Rosh Baruch Hu Gavriel Gar Chayas Kana Goor Chayu Knei Lecha Eda. He says, go against this, in an angry way, against this evil nation, and be Kona the Eda, be Kona Klal Yisrael. Take Klal Yisrael and push away this other nation. Davarach Gor Chayas Kana Shedara Ben Akanim. The Chayas Kana, it's Dafka a reference to Chayas Kana, that it's this nation that lives amongst the reeds. Dichsiv Yicharsimen Chazim Yar Viziz Shada Yirena, that they're referred to as a pig that lives amongst a pig that lives in the forest. Amar b'chia baraba, Amar b'yochanan, gor b'chaya shekol maaseh nechtavin b'kul mosechad. Now when we call them chayas kana, the Romans chayas kana, the kana refers to a reed that's used as a kulmus, as a quill, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is saying, let's punish this nation that when they judge Klal Yisrael, when they judge other people, you already know what the result is going to be before the court case starts. That they all write b'kul mosechad, they all write chayv chayv for Klal Yisrael. Adas avirim begle mayim sheshach to avirim ka'agalim shein lem bailim. They shech the avire Klal Yisrael, all the members of Klal Yisrael, like calves that are ownerless. Misrapis beratze kesef sheposhin yad lekabul mamon ve'inosun rotzen bailim. They take bribes and then they don't even keep their end of the bargain after they take the bribes. Pizer amim kirvos yechvatzun migarim liyisrael sheyispazim lebeinumos ha'olam kravos shoyu chafetzun ben. And what caused Klal Yisrael to be sent out amongst, to be spread out amongst the Umos HaOlam? It's the desire to come close to these Romans that caused us to have to be spread out and to suffer all the indignities of Galus. So that was the first teaching that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said in the name of his Rebbe, in the name of his father rather, in the name of Rabbi Yossi Bezashem. Tomorrow we'll start with Va'od Shalach Lo, the second teaching that he said in the name of his father.